We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
That is the question. Do you remember a picture of how you felt in high school or middle school and was like, why did my friends make me look like this? I remember seeing this picture of Charlamagne where he arched his eyebrows and he looked like The Rock. You know how The Rock's eyebrows go up like that? That's what it looked like to me.
Well, I got gassed up, you know what I'm saying, too. And I wasn't even in high school then. I was actually doing telemarketing. I used to be the guy that would call your house and try to sell you 12 CDs for a penny. Working, BMG Publishing or whatever it was called.
I remember them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so two women I worked with, Nina and Shamira, they gassed me up. Nina and Shanira, because they told me I look like Tupac. And they said, Tupac gets his eyebrows arched. And
did you move your hat back just now so we could see that they're no longer arched?
Well, yeah, they're not arched. I have amazing eyebrows. Come on, Lauren.
No, they are there. Amazing. I was looking. The bone
she
is
said
there.
They're there. It's there.
So I never had to arch them, and you know, but
okay,
I
never had.
I didn't. I did, but I did because they gassed me up to do it. That's all.
Now,
by the way, true story. The other day, I was walking into the drugstore, and this white dude, a young white dude, was driving a Chrysler 500, and he slammed on brakes, and he goes, "Yo, aren't you famous?" I go, "No," and he goes, "You look like that one guy." And I go, "Who, Charlamagne?" He goes, "No, Tupac." That let me know how slow people are.
Shut up. That was on Monday.
I promise. I don't even want to promise to God because God knows. God was there.
Now he thought Tupac was walking and you said CVS?
Exactly. That's my point. People are slow, Lauren.
Lauren, it's a lie. Let me ask you a question, Charlamagne. You also put Queensbridge on the side of your hair.
QBC. I was a fan of QB. I was a fan of Queensbridge music. I was a fan of... And that's what where I used to... You know, hustle at and hang at, that's what we used to call it. We used to call it Queensbridge. But that was for a reason, though. That's because, you know, the road was actually called, I think it was it Queen Esther Lane? Something like that. So it was just slang. But we were fans of the Queensbridge music.
I'm glad you made it out of that era.
Yes,
that was a
absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. So
like
am I. 100%.
Yeah. What about you, Lauren?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we used to do, like we would do double collar shirts, like the Aeropostale collar shirts with beads up our arms, everything matching down, eyeshadow, with nothing else, no other makeup, just eyeshadow on your face.
Yeah.
It was bad.
In high school, nobody knows what they doing for real. We all look crazy in high school.
Leg warmers. Oh, my God.
There's nothing wrong with a flat top. You had gel in your flat top. You had it curly because you wanted to be a member of the barge.
I need to see this.
That's not. That doesn't exist. Let's go to the phone line.
And I also want to say, too, Envy out here, like, he wasn't Dominican. You know what I'm saying? Envy had a Honda with mad speakers in the trunks.
I did.
You know what I'm saying? He used to wear red, blue, and white. You know what I mean? He had a Puerto Rican flag.
I did not
have
a Puerto Rican flag.
He had the gel in his hair.
He
had the arch eyebrows. He had the beads.
Oh, my God.
The white jeans with the Giants jersey. But you want to talk about us looking crazy? Like, you're not even Dominican, Latino, nothing.
I can't.
Well, you are, though. I'm not going to sit here and act like you're not.
Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Heavy. What's going on?
Heavy, 843. I hear that Geechee on you.
You already know. You already know.
What's happening? I'm going to be down there tomorrow, man, for the Low Country Mental Health Conference.
I know. I'm sad I can't get to it, but, you know, appreciate you putting on for the city in usual fashion.
Yes, sir. Talk to us, though. What you was doing in high school that had you looking crazy?
I actually had Leonard McKelvey disease. My skin was real screwed up. I had, like, a raccoon in the body of, like, a swollen possum.
Okay.
And I was also, I mean, you know, you had that influence thing where everybody in the South was wearing big tees and baggy pants.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And then I went to my New York phase while I was wearing Timberlands in the middle of the summer at the beach.
Looking stupid.
Necktie and sweaters. Yeah, looking real dumb.
And jean shorts, denim shorts.
Yes. Did you do the bandana at the back of the shorts?
Nah, I wasn't. I didn't want to be gang affiliated because I played sports and I didn't want them problems. And, you know, gangsters is real. When I went to college, I didn't want no part of them problems.
Man, that boy, the men phase was stupid, wasn't it?
But I listened to you and I started eating better, going to the doctor, got a dermatologist. And once I got over that, looked like the South, looked like New York phase, I finally got my own style and swag or whatever. And I asked my friends, yo, why aren't you telling me I look crazy? They was like, well, you know, you were bigger than us. Football, you
likely
knock us out, so you mean
we
didn't want no problems.
By the way, Bubba, they look crazy too. They just didn't know it. We was in high school. We trying to figure things out.
Thank you,
we watching music videos. You know what I'm saying?
That stuff was in at
that
point.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Remember the spinning belts?
The spinning belts. Yes.
I had a stupid spinning belt too. All right, we'll take some more calls when we come back. 800-585-1051. Lauren LaRosa, I sent you a message on Instagram. Can you check it right fast?
Yes, I got you.
Get on, check it right now. I want you to see it and tell me what you think
it's
on
a
air.
Photo. This is not.
That's Charlamagne.
That's
his eyebrow. Look at his eyebrow.
I'm so happy you made it out of this fit. Come here.
That is high school.
Come here.
Lord.
Let me. Come on.
As they're hugging right now.
Oh my God. God is amazing. Can I post this photo? I need people to see
I don't care if you posted. That was high school.
800-585-1051. We're asking, what's something you did in high school that looks so damn stupid that your friends didn't tell you was silly? It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hilarious.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. If you're just joining us, we're talking about Glorilla. She posted on her social media yesterday an old video of herself, and she said, damn, why my friends ain't telling me I look so damn silly back then? So we're opening up the phone lines and just talking to people and say, what did you look like that was like, damn, why didn't my friends tell me? Maybe it was your eyebrows. Maybe it was where your hair was. Maybe it was...
I've always told people that they look crazy, but you know nowadays they call that bullying. Okay,
the picture I just seen of you, I know why they didn't take you serious when you said it. Like, I know exactly why them people was like, "Now, there's no way he's serious."
Listen, man, I got gassed up. You know what I mean? They gassed me up to arch my eyebrows. Okay, we all make mistakes.
You were very confident in the photo. I don't think it was gassed up. I think you really believed you was him.
I've always been him.
Hemington 500. You thought that he were? No, baby.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, y'all. It's Danny. How are you? Good morning.
Hey, y'all. What's
up? Hey, Danny. Good morning.
Hey, listen. My high school pictures were so embarrassing. Like, I actually erased them off of my Facebook and YouTube and everything because I had, like, thin eyebrows that didn't match. It was, like, 09. So I had the perm still that was broke off on the ends.
You're not supposed
to. You're wearing the Kanye glasses.
You're not supposed to run from who you are. Like, that person that you were then helped you become the person you are now. You should embrace all versions of you. All versions of you deserve healing.
I agree.
Hello, who's this?
Abby.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, how you
Now talk to us about how you look when you was a kid and how you felt you looked silly.
Man, when I was a kid, I just prayed. I was at school and I was around a group of friends and I thought I was cute myself with my hair down. One of my friend girls tell me, girl, you look like one of them people off Jeepers Creepers with my hair in the seat. And I was like, what?
Right. What a friend. Round of applause to that queen. I hope she's still your friend to this day.
You need, can be a little bit more sensitive, though.
You need people Jeepers. Like that around you.
Wow. So what did you do to, like, get yourself together after that? Because you can't just go on act like nothing happened after you've been told that.
Man, I put out. I felt shame, and I was feeling bad, and all type of stuff. But I had ended up talking to her. After that, she told her how I felt.
And she didn't take it back? Because you really did look like that thing off Jeepers Creepers.
Jesus.
She was like, she was sorry.
Why is she going to be sorry for telling you the truth?
It's not what she said, it's how she said it.
Okay, that might be true. She probably saved you from embarrassing Facebook pictures in the future.
Mm-mm, they there. If she was looking like that one day, there was a lot of days.
Man, I went through there. Crazy because I went through my Facebook and they was on there. Like, I got some bad Facebook pictures.
I think we should keep those pictures up and go look back at them and just thank God for how far we've came.
That's what I do.
That's all. Mm-hmm. And plus, like I said, we were young. We didn't have any idea of nothing. Like, nobody just, you know, no, I take that back. There's some people who come in the game with, you know, some fashion sense and knowing who they are and what they want to represent.
But fashion changes, though. So what was lit then? You know what I mean? Like, looking back on what you thought was lit then.
All the stupid baggy clothes we had on.
Yes.
Lauren got on she got on overalls right now with one of them unbuttoned.
Uh-huh.
Car, I had that
overalls. I'm cracking up. All my friends used my friends always be like, you dress like the baby because of the overalls. But I think that this is fly.
See, and when you say you dress like the baby, I look at that and I'm like, yo, that's 90s. Like, that's mm-hmm. that's TLC. So. That's Mary J. Blige. That's Naughty by Nature. Like, mm-hmm. everybody was doing the overalls. In the
I was about to bring some cross colors denim in here today, but I feel like the big
you heels. Can get it off?
I'm going to. I got a couple more days.
We taking another call?
Yeah, let's take one more. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Bertha Randy.
Hey, good morning, bro.
Good morning, man. So I used to look crazy in high school, which is normal. I used to look kind of like a normal person back in high school. Played football, did the whole thing. But now I show pictures to my friends. They're like, that's not you. That's not you. I wouldn't hang out with you. Oh. It's a whole different person.
You were a kid. Yeah. Why are we being so hard on children? Children are supposed to right? figure it out. Like we're supposed to be right? lost and looking crazy back then.
Right. Well, then you grow into 32-year-old man, and now I'm a dreadlocked reggae singer with a mustache. I look kind of like Johnny Depp with dreadlocks. You know, I'm not as good looking as he is.
Why would you do that to yourself?
If you look like Johnny Depp, you I'm white? Assuming.
I am white. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you look like Johnny Depp with dreadlocks, and you're a reggae singer. What's the name of your songs?
We just brought out a song yesterday that I rapped up for y'all, and you cut me out. But it's okay. It's called "Stick to the Plan." We just put it out yesterday, Monday.
Oh, this is the guy that called up here rapping. You didn't say you did reggae. You said you do rap.
No. I just rapped because our song that we put out a couple days ago has a rap part in it.
Let me hear your patois. Let me hear your patois.
Oh, boy.
My patois?
Yeah.
I'm not too big on the, you know, hey, man, you know.
Oh, that's all you got?
I'm a white guy, bro.
That is the most vanilla Heyman I've ever heard.
I love his dedication, though. He gonna get his songs off on the radio.
That Heyman had no curry in it.
No, you know there was no Chet Hanks there at all. It was not giving the Chet Hanks.
No jerk sauce, nothing.
Nothing.
It's just Heyman.
All bad. Ugh. All right. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. Miss Mr. Burt.
Hey, what's up, brother?
How you doing, man? Good morning, King.
Peace, King.
Talk to us.
Yeah. Yeah, they were talking about our high school pictures, man. Yeah, I look back, man, and I'd be like, God, dog. I done gained a lot of weight. Now I'm like 300 and some pounds, and that's bad. That's horrible for you because you...
It is.
I got to learn to stop looking at
it. It is horrible. You know? How much did you weigh in high school?
Now I'm 171. I'll never get back to that weight.
Yes, you can.
You can get back to that weight, brother.
From 306?
Yes, man.
You got a long way, but you can get back to that weight.
A long way.
Yeah, but consistency.
You said what?
I'm sorry, say it again.
I said with some consistency, and the first step is knowing what you need to do, and you obviously know.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, you can work out, eat right. You can have the surgery if you want to. You can get back to 176,
definitely
my brother.
Get back there.
You know what I mean? Don't do that to yourself.
I might be from Florida, but I'm not on the surgery thing yet. I don't think it's worth that much.
When the last
and,
when
and the whole thing is about the diet and the stuff like that. Food makes me happy, though. Like,
oh my god, yeah. Right,
but if you keep eating bad, you're gonna die.
When the last time you looked down and saw your penis?
Jesus.
Every day, sir.
No, be no, honest. Be honest. Be honest.
Oh, I'm not a big boy. I'm heavy, but I'm not floppy.
So okay. you're like stocky.
Well, you was asking Spanish girl for Instagram earlier. Why don't you ask mine?
Okay, what's your Instagram?
Hey,
what's your Instagram?
Also, it's Marvin Burt. You can look me up as Danny Grind. But
Danny Grind.
Why we can't never shoot our shot with Fed Figaro? What's the name? Teslin Figaro. That's what we trying to shoot our shot with.
Teslin, she's not a chubby chaser though.
But she's always on live, though. You can definitely holler at her.
I can't find your Instagram.
Yeah.
Hey, right, I want you to lose the weight, my man. If you
absolutely
want. If you know.
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I believe in you. I believe that you can get the 176, sir. Hello? I believe he can get the 176. Everybody got to stop being so hard on these stuff, looking at high school pictures, man. You're supposed to, your face is supposed to change. You're supposed to look different. Your sense of style changes. We didn't even know who we were in high school like that. Like, come mm-mm on, man.
No.
Give yourself some grace. And right, and the guy that just called you to stop saying grace before every meal, because he has about 6 or 7 of them a day. That's how you get the 3-something, you know, from 176.
Oh, my God. I want him to keep praying over his food, though.
So Lauren, if you look at my picture, I just sent you a picture to your DM.
Okay.
You better send these pictures with some context. You just sending pictures to Lauren DM. Like, you know.
Envy.
See? I look a little Dominican there.
Very much so.
You are Dominican.
I'm not Dominican.
Is that a checkered bow tie?
Let me see.
That is the checkered bow tie.
Y'all went through
something. I thought I was fly.
Y'all really went through, like.
Yeah, that's great R&B phase right there.
Where were you
that's
at?
That's all that is.
Look at my mustache. You see my mustache?
Yes.
He thought
it's
he was
Monopoly Man.
Yeah, he
you
wanted
were
to
definitely, you were very greasy.
He wanted to grow up and be in B2 gay. That's what he wanted to do.
You do look like a B2K. No, B5. You're giving B5. You look
he's
like
definitely
a B5
giving
member.
B5.
Oh, my
yes,
God.
Yes, you are. You definitely would have got Puffy.
All right.
Puffy would have definitely took advantage of you.
Yo, shut up, man.
My God. Playboy.
All right, we got rules on the way.
You signed that bad contract.
What we talking about? I hate y'all.
Why everyone was upset about this new Netflix doc, A Story of Women in Hip Hop, got the people mad.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.